It's a back-to-work manic Monday. Thanks for joining us. Minus two today, and get ready for colder weather as we head through the work week. The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. Evan, guess what?
What do you got for me?
We are exactly 1 month away from Christmas Eve.
Isn't that something? Isn't that shocking? even though every year we're like, we're not going to let it sneak up on us this year.
Nope.
Although I will say we did some decorating yesterday.
Oh, you did?
In our house.
What'd you do?
Well, Christmas tree. Yeah, Joe, you know, she likes to Christmas up the house a little bit. So, yeah, we did a little bit of decorating, even though it was a beautiful day. And, yeah, it didn't seem like Christmas, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we're going to start in December. At least that's my plan.
Well, that's not far away. Yeah, that's next week.
I know. We're close. Vanier Cup. Oh, boy, it was a heartbreaker for the Huskies, hey?
Yeah, it was a tough one. It was, it was a good game. I was there along with what they have about 9,000 people at Mosaic Stadium.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, I loved seeing there were a lot of people there in Rams gear cheering for the Huskies, which I think is a great example of the province coming together. There was a lot of people that were from Regina or had ties to University of Regina Rams who thought, well, we were not in it, but we've got a Saskatchewan team in it. So it was really, really good to see from that standpoint. Packed house there, beautiful day, temperature couldn't have been better.
Yeah,
just the outcome didn't go the way we would have liked. But boy, the Huskies, lots to be proud of. Another great season for sure.
Hundeby, one of the offensive linemen, or I guess he's a linebacker, I believe he is. But he got outstanding player too. So for the league, so that was good. And he's I think going to be he's a draft choice of the. Of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So hopefully his career continues on because he's one great player.
There's going to be a few players, you know, on that Huskies team that as they graduate will no doubt have some sort of professional football career. We had Riker Frank on,
yes.
A great running back, who, of course, we were kind of kidding him on the show the other day. He's from Regina, but played his whole career up with the University of Saskatchewan out of Saskatoon. So he says, you know, it was sweet for him coming to Regina for the Vanier Cup, but playing with his Husky team. But, yeah, outcome not what we would have liked, but there was still lots of people there who said, spectacular day, great job by Regina for hosting it, and just not the outcome we wanted.
Great job by your wife, Jody, for putting the whole thing together.
A whole committee of them there that did a lot of work. That's partly why Jody was just looking to relax on Sunday and do some Christmas decorating.
On your show today, we're talking shoplifting. I got to tell you about a story just on the weekend. I was at one particular grocery store, and I was walking in while this one person was walking out, and he had an entire shopping cart filled with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you walk past the kind of the checkout person, they want to check your bill or whatever. Obviously, there was more stuff in his cart than was on the receipt.
Okay.
And so this poor young girl, she was, sir, sir, sir. And he just beelined it out, walked straight out to his car. And that was it. So it's like, you know what? You can't do anything with shoplifters anymore.
Well, that's part of the reason why we're talking about it today on the Roundtable of Justice. You think about shoplifting. I mean, a lot of people think, you know, you grab an item off the shelf, put it in your pocket, leave the store without paying. But it's become a lot different. It's much more brazen. It's much more organized. It can be violent at times. So I've got Jason Abig from the Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce, who has been talking about retail theft and the problem that it causes for his member agencies for quite some time. And we've got a couple of police officers on the show just to talk about how it's changed. You know, you see these videos that happen in I want to say locations in the States, but we've seen them here too, where they'll walk into a store in a drove, like a whole bunch of people, smash display cases, steal items, and then exit the store. And what are shopkeepers going to do? I mean, these guys can be violent. They can have weapons. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the scene looks like on retail theft in our province and what is being done about it.
All right. That's all coming up on the Evan Bray Show at 8:36 this morning. Evan, have a great show.
Good stuff, Shaq. Thanks so much.